Jesus Christ.
I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, says the Lord, but rather in his conversion, that he may live.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So, what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they couldn't have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." Gospel of the Lord. Today, the communion antiphon repeat the same phrase in the Gospel. Jesus, has no one condemned you? The woman answered, "No one, Lord." "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." So we may ask again, Jesus, ourselves, do you really forgive us? For so many times we say no to sin, but we sin again, again, again. Maybe Jesus will tell you one thing. "I've told you, you have to forgive other people 70 times 7, so much so, I will do the same." But of course, it doesn't mean you have to continue to sin. But Jesus is generous. First of all, we have to be generous for other people. And surely, Jesus is generous for us. Then on the other hand, also we have to be close to Jesus. When we are close to Jesus, then we have more prayerful time, less time for temptations. If our heart is far from Jesus, of course, we're weak. During the daytime, even you're not in the church, not praying, but your heart is close to Jesus. Heart with one mind, one heart with the Lord, the devil will come close to you, because you are with Jesus. So it is one of protection. Apart from his forgiveness for our past sins, also we keep our strength in him, and that's the way we can be saved. Jesus come on earth just to be with us. We receive the Blessed Sacrament, keep him in our hearts forever, never. Amen.